So I want to focus our discussion on new developments in the field. I'd like to hear about erythroid maturation agents, particularly luspatercept, and what was presented at the ASH meeting, but also about gene therapy. But let's start out talking about these, I guess, new class of agents, the erythroid maturation agents. Can you talk a little bit about your vision of sort of biologically how these agents actually work?
This is really opening a new era of treatment for thalassemia. And let's go back again on focusing on the pathophysiology. If you think the pathophysiology that I tried to explain before, the ineffective erythropoiesis is the main driver of the disease. So ineffective erythropoiesis is due to an imbalance of globin chain. We have two possibilities to correct the imbalance, and that can be gene therapy. I put the gene into the stem cells, I get the production of the missing chain. Or I may correct at cellular level, so in the process of erythroid differentiation and maturation, the ineffective erythropoiesis. So I'm going to target the ineffective erythropoiesis. And let's say that luspatercept, which is a first-in-class drug, who is an active receptor trap, was identified just by chance, because it was a molecule used in trial to be used for correcting the osteoporosis in menopausal women. And what was observed in these normal, in terms of erythropoiesis, women was an increase in hemoglobin and an increase in red cell number. So this prompted to stop the trial for those purposes and look in vitro what was going on. So in mice model was clearly shown that this molecule was acting on, let's say, most probably acting on BCL11A, which is a factor involved in the control of the erythropoiesis. Acting on that, it can modulate a pathway. I don't go into details, but it modulates a pathway of a SMAD which control the process of erythroid maturation, which is different than the mechanism of action of erythropoietin, because erythropoietin, which is the hormone which control erythropoiesis, is acting much earlier, is acting on the erythroid precursors. Luspatercept is acting on the phase of erythroblast, so on the phase of maturation. And that's control the ineffective erythropoiesis, most probably leading the survival of erythroblast, which are well compensated in terms of globin production.